broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two. And our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio and to protect life, liberty, and property. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, as our guide. It is indeed the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We use Scripture, ladies and gentlemen, as our guide as well. After all, the Almighty is the author of liberty. I'm not interested in debating the keys to theology, but I am interested in setting the standard that we are a Judeo-Christian nation, and our whole form of government was based on Christianity and the principles that relate to Christianity. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. First off, I want to focus on a quick recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It was a barn burner show, to say the least. It's available still on demand on the Roku player. Look in the special interest section of your Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips, Liberty Roundtable, along with many other Liberty News Radio syndicated broadcasts, libertynewsradio.com. By the way, one of our great friends, John Stattmiller, who owns Republic Broadcasting, he has a show, and his broadcast is live as well, the National Intel Report, live on the radio. Live on the radio. So I bring that up because it's pretty cool when two network owners work together. Work together to stand for liberty. Work together to promote the right things in the media. It's rare these days. Anyway, I digress. This half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. All right, we had our guest on both hours yesterday, former Sheriff Richard Mack. He's slowly recovering, ladies and gentlemen. He's out and about. He's actually speaking, and he's back to work, but he's about half speed, if you will, because his energy just isn't there. He gets tired quickly and that kind of stuff. I got to go eat pupusas with him, go eat lunch with him, and he's doing fine. He looks great. He's doing well. Don't get me wrong. However, there's two issues. He's still, you know what, can't work near to the capacity that he used to. So it's kind of on a lot slower down pace, if you will. Secondarily, he has massive medical bills, about $130,000 between him and his wife. Now, hopefully a chunk of that can be negotiated down with cash, decreasing the costs significantly. But we've raised a little over $40,000 on the GoFundMe page for Sheriff Richard Mack right now. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. I'm going to say it again. I'd love you to donate and be part of the solution today. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Anyway, our guest was former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. If you want to buy his books and the DVDs about our latest events at the National Press Club and more, CSPOA.org gets that done. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, with Richard Mack, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And Larry Pratt and Richard nailed it. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about Rand Paul's announcement to become president of the United States. We have come to take our country back. Rand Paul becomes presidential candidate. Now you got Rand Paul and Ted Cruz both vying for president on the Republican side. And both of those gentlemen would be very strong on your right to keep and bear arms, says Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And from everything that I've seen, that's correct and true. We talked about Rubio. We talked about Bush. We talked about Scott Walker. We talked about Ben Carson. We talked about several of these other people. They wouldn't be near as strong. In fact, there's nobody stronger right now than Ted Cruz and Rand Paul to be president. Now, the big problem with Ted Cruz is this issue that he's flat out not constitutionally qualified to serve. Nice gentleman, very knowledgeable, okay? All those things are true. Very, very good speaker. All that's true. Okay, I think he has a grasp on what the problems are in America, no doubt. In fact, I think Ted Cruz sometimes has a better understanding than even Rand Paul does. However, he's not constitutionally qualified to serve. Now, you say to me, Sam, that's debatable till the cows come home. You're right. But in the Constitution, it does say parents with an S. Okay, we don't need to split hairs. We don't need to make this more complicated than it is. The intent of the founders was to make sure no one has foreign alliances or foreign allegiance. And when a guy was born in Canada, when he had dual citizenships until just recently, when his father's from Cuba, when they're working on normalizing relations with Cuba right now, we've got to make sure somebody doesn't have a soft spot in their heart for Cuba. We want negotiations and an open dialogue with Cuba. We don't want to be isolationists. We want an open dialogue with Cuba, but we want to do so with American interests in mind, not Canadian or Cuban interests in mind. Now, do I personally think that Ted Cruz would promote Canada above the United States? No, I don't. But you start to normalize relations with Cuba. You start to work together with Mexico. You start to work together with Canada. You realize that Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, was big time involved, ladies and gentlemen, in the formation of the beginnings of what's called the North American Union, NAU. And you begin to understand that could Ted Cruz be the first president of an NAU, of a North American Union? Very possibly so. Would his relationship, his dual citizenship, his friendships, his allegiances with Canada and Mexico and maybe even Cuba be in the mix? You better beware and remember what I warned you. It isn't about Ted Cruz being a bad guy. It is about making sure we have absolute allegiance to the United States. And it is making sure that we are appropriately following the supreme law. Okay, like or dislike Ted Cruz, we need to obey the law here. If you want to talk about changing the law, we can discuss that. If you want an amendment to the Constitution that says, hey, Fidel Castro could be president in America, no problem. You can put that forward and see how well that flies in America. Good luck. But I'm telling you right now, we must obey the law. And we must avoid even the concern, okay? The founders' intentions need to be understood. They didn't want anybody that had potential foreign ties. Now, even if Ted Cruz doesn't push the envelope all the way on this, what about the next guy, the next guy, the next guy that have these strange electability questions or circumstances or eligibility issues? Are we going to just say, well, golly, Ted was fine. Barack was fine. No, see, that's the slippery slope that destroys the country. You got to remain true. So I'm clearly saying Rand Paul at this point, by far, in my humble opinion, is the best guy to run for president of the United States that I see on the national stage. Do I have problems with Rand Paul? Yes, I do, and I'll get to them later. We have come to take our country back, he said, and good for him. We talked about it with Larry Pratt and Richard Mack. We talked about the lamestream press claims that YouTube had to pull Ron Paul's presidential announcement over a copyright dispute. I think it's bogus. I think they wanted to shut down Paul, and they didn't want his announcement to go viral. His speech hit it out of the park. Agree or disagree with a couple of the points, he's an incredibly good speaker, that's for sure. Where do the candidates stand on our rights to keep and bear arms? As we said, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz head and shoulders above the rest. We talked about a listener at TZ that emailed in and said, hey, man, I know Richard Mack is thinking about Judge Andrew Napolitano to possibly run for president, but hey, we've got to have Napolitano on the Supreme Court with Judge Roy Moore. I would agree with that listener big time. And then we talked about this idea about crisscrossing the country like Rand Paul wants to do, but as you crisscross the country, start announcing people you'd put in positions in your cabinet to help bolster your campaign, and maybe a lot of those guys would capitulate. Maybe a Ben Carson would help us appropriately get privatized health care that would make sense. And we could go through a lot of these people and put them in positions to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. You say, what's that, Sam? Well, that's my website, GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit, designed to invite all people to the table to go to the National Press Club in Washington and to truly have an all-out discussion on healthcare, a respectful dialogue between all points of view. No, I'm not going to make it a conservative bastion. I'm going to let everybody come to the table. Anybody who helps me on the GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit with the funding, anybody who helps me, they can put in their suggestion for a speaker. And we'll try to get as many speakers as we can from all different sides of the discussion as possible. We'll create a DVD of the event. We'll highlight the options for the American people. But I maintain the American people haven't had a chance to really speak out on health care. It's been the bureaucrats, the politicians, and the Republicans and Democrats who want health care, but they just want it their way kind of thing. But I haven't really heard the average American talk about health care. I haven't heard the solutions that Americans could provide. Have you? What about an opportunity like that? Are you willing to help fund that? GoFundMe.com/healthcare summit. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we talked about Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wins second term in runoff victory. See, Americans claim they want change, but they keep reelecting the same bureaucrats over and over and over. We also talked about Sheriff Glenn Palmer of Grand County, Oregon, testifies before the Oregon legislature. Details on that in seconds on your radio. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're doing a recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you're on indoor comfort outdoors, when you're camping, think Teton Sports. All right, we're talking about Sheriff Glenn Palmer, a constitutional and peace officers association sheriff. Glenn Palmer of Grand County, Oregon, testifies before an Oregon legislature. Oregon Sheriff Palmer says, hey, this gun control push is borderline treasonous, and he flat out will not enforce it. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a sheriff who is like a Richard Mack, standing up for what matters most, and good for him. We're grateful for his leadership. We talked about that. Now, more scientists say that salt isn't as bad as you or bad for you as the government says it is. They doubt it. They don't think so. Their research shows that salt's fine. Your government has been telling you for years that, man, you just got to back off the salt. You got to. It isn't even true. We talked about Judicial Watch filing a Supreme Court amicus brief in support of traditional marriage and argues against federal commandeering of states' marriage laws. Also, our buddy Michael Connelly at the U.S. Justice Foundation files an amicus brief as well in U.S. Supreme Court against homosexual marriage. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback signs nation's first ban on abortion procedure. Yeah, think about that. It's the nation's first ban on abortions in the second trimester, etc. Good for Sam Brownback and crew. We got to start somewhere. If the government doesn't protect life, what's it for? Kansas abortion ban goes into effect July the 1st, ladies and gentlemen. So that's good news. We also talked about a video. UN climate change official publicly says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet. I'm going to just ask, are we going to start with that climate change official? If we're going to depopulate the planet, what are we talking about? Are we talking about killing people? Are we talking about just preventing babies from coming to the earth? What are we talking about? But either way, God says multiply and replenish the earth. There's room to spare, right? So you got this climate change bureaucrat using the government apparatus to go directly against God's laws, God's guidance. We talked about how to get green lights all the way to work. Believe it or not, hackers are revealing how simple it is to control traffic lights in major cities using just a laptop. We also talked about Sheriff Richard Mack saying, hey, man, on my IRS form, they're asking me if I have Barack Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and I'm going to plead the fifth. If the IRS bureaucrat Lois Lerner can plead the fifth, I'm going to do it too, says Richard Mack. And good for him for his stance, by the way. Right? We also talked about cash-strapped IRS struggling to operate. Oh, the poor IRS is just hating it. Wow, the poor IRS. Kirk Crosby's with me, ladies and gentlemen, on the road still. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Oh, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. All right, there's a lot to discuss, sir, and I want to get to this. Washington spends $1 million a minute, Kurt. Did you know that?
Ooh. You know, for us country boys, that's a lot of money, but in Washington, D.C., that's like nothing. Half a penny or something like that.
But literally, Rand Paul, in his announcement for president's speech, he says Washington spends $1 million a minute. So let me just put this in perspective. The broadcast started at 6 after. It's now 24 after, Kurt. As far as I can tell, that's 18 minutes. We spent $18 million, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That's $60 million an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Rand Paul says, with your support, here's my plan to defeat the Washington machine and unleash the American dream. Here's my plan to defeat the Washington machine and unleash the American dream. Now, that's a cool phrase. He's very good at those. But he's got several different components to his campaign, Kurt. And I thought it would be appropriate. He highlighted a bunch of things that he wants to see happen. I thought you and I should talk about them and see if we're for or against what Rand Paul wants to do. First one, Rand Paul says, I want term limits. I'm a strong advocate of term limits. I want to get rid of the career politicians. What do you think, Kurt? Are you for term limits?
You know, we've talked about this a number of times, and we know that the Constitution already, I guess you could say, provides for term limits in so many ways, simply because you have an election every 2 years for every member of the House. Every 6 years, the senators are up for re-election, I should say. But, you know, if what he means is, you know, somehow we've at least made it so that the president years ago was only able to seek, what, a little bit more than two terms, serve for 10 years in the Constitution. If he's talking about a constitutional amendment that, you know, would be ratified by the states and things like that, I'm sure he is. I mean, he knows what the Constitution says. I think there's a lot of backing for that simply because of what has happened in America with the big moneyed interests, the controls where the senators are especially out of reach of the states as they were intended to be. They were intended to be, you know, representatives from the states, and now they're just big moneyed purchased agents in so many cases. But, you know, it is one of those things that a lot of people support. You know, I have kind of, I don't know, I certainly don't want the same old guys in there. But so many times the, I guess you could say the cure is worse than the disease.
And that's my concern, Kurt. I kind of look at this thing and I say, you know what? Again, everybody wants to try to build a better mousetrap to fix the problems in America, but every time they want to do this, they want to go further from the supreme law of the land, not closer. And what we have is a democratic republic, ladies and gentlemen. What I mean by that is we have a republic. It's not a democracy at all, but we do have some democratic pieces in regards to the checks and balances of America. And that's brilliant. And when you really understand it, when you really study it, when you really realize the genius, it becomes absolutely brilliant. Nobody else in the world has ever had a government that had the ability to use the checks and balances to stop power. You say, Sam, how's that working for you? And my response is, well, it's not working very well when nobody pays attention to it. Okay, and that's the problem. But every time, instead of going further from the Constitution, why don't we go closer to the Constitution? So as you wisely pointed out, Kurt, the 17th Amendment said, hey, we're going to create more of a democracy out of America. We're going to take the states out of the game. The states won't have a seat at the table. So the states used to elect the senators from the state legislative bodies. That gave the states a seat at the table. It was an incredible check and balance. Now the states have no seat at the table. We have more of a, quote, democracy style. We elect the senators too. But now they've created a big money game to where you can't touch your senator. You can't even meet with your senator, ladies and gentlemen. Try it. I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but I am a nationally syndicated talk show host, and I have a hard enough time meeting with my senator. Okay? And so I'm telling you that they've basically created an elite class that's accountable to nobody except for big money interests. All right? What you got to do, though, is get rid of the 17th Amendment and give the states a seat back at the table. So getting rid of the 17th Amendment and going closer to the founders' Constitution is the answer. When it comes to term limits, you can get rid of your senators every 6 years and your congressmen every 2 years. You can already do that by election. And if enough Americans stood up, we don't need term limits. But here's my problem. I'll tell you about it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Free Vigor Test. How'd you like to take a test? Find out your energy levels and improve your energy levels. How'd you like to power through the afternoon, not need a nap? Well, first, you got to get a lot of sleep. Second, with natural health and healing solutions, you can do just that. Get a hold of Kurt to take the free test. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. So we're talking about Rand Paul. Rand Paul, in his presidential kickoff speech, if you will, said, hey, America spends $1 million a minute. And then he says, with your support, here's my plan to defeat the Washington machine and unleash the American dream. Term limits to get rid of the career politicians. Do you support that? See, I don't. Now, I agree that we can vote and we should term limit them. But you know what? I don't want to get rid of the good guys. Okay, there are some good guys there that I wouldn't want to get rid of. And so I don't want to just have a forced term limit deal. What I want is the American people engaged. You're not going to fix America unless the American people are educated and involved in the protection of their liberty. You could say, Sam, that never has been and never will be. You're wrong. All it takes is about 3% or so to really change the game. We need servants that watch their bureaucrats big time. That's vital, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do that. You with me, Kurt?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what do you think? We got to be engaged in this cause, Kurt. We got to be involved.
Well, and I'm sure what Rand Paul's doing, at least... you know, and I don't want to really call him a politician, but, you know, you have to measure the votes in this game that is called American politics. And, you know, over the years, there's been, you know, pretty good support, if you will, for this whole idea of term limits, simply because, you know, people feel like, you know, they call their congressman, they call their senator, they send them letters, you know, and they do all these things, and yet they pretty much get the same old stuff.
They do, Kurt, but here's the problem. They vote for the same people over and over. I'm just telling you right now that if you have a very close vote, they can make election fraud possibly. But if you overwhelmingly have someone out of office, they can't change the game with, say, a 70% landslide difference. They can't.
And we've seen instances where the American people have stood up and said, hey, we're not doing that. Mickey Cantor is, you know, one that comes to mind.
Mike Lee is a great example that comes to mind as well.
Say again?
Mike Lee is a great example.
Yeah, good point. People stood up and changed that.
So we can make that change. And my problem when we go towards term limits, Kurt, it sounds great on the surface. Just like saying, hey, why don't we let the senators be voted on by the American people? I mean, after all, you know, we believe in the vote's kind of key here. But what we do is we disable one of the incredible checks and balances, and down the road we see the problem. Down the road, the states have virtually no authority at all. They're political subdivisions of the feds because they don't have a seat at the table. They don't have anybody that can look out for their interests or the state's interests. Okay, that needs to be done, and the 17th Amendment's created a real problem with that. It's turned us more into a democracy than a proper role of government, obey the law, checks and balances style republic, and that's part of the problem. Okay, well, the same thing's true when we put together this idea about term limits. What's going to happen is we're just going to say, well, we don't really even need to vote. Larry got in there. He's in there for 2 years, buddy, or 4 years, whatever the number is, and then he's gone anyway. So just wait till he gets out, you know? Okay, it's also going to then put us into a situation where, you know what? All they got to do is put two or three or four people in line with enough money to be a given congressional seat, and now it's going to be very hard to have real elections and run our guys against them. They're going to also start to put seniority in place where, hey, if you've been a state legislator, you've been somehow in government, you can, governor, for example, of a state, you can go become a House representative or a senator fairly easy because you're virtually in line. It rewards the party system. It rewards the insider status. It doesn't do what we think. It's not going to put the people more in control. The best way for the people to be more in control is to prove that they can kick somebody out. And you know what? We talk about how money's a problem over and over, and I think that it is. It's a real problem. But it's only a real problem because the American people pay attention to the propaganda on the mainstream press. 90% of the money spent is to compromise people and then to use the groundswell of the mainstream press. He who owns the media makes the rules. If we the people just voted and ignored the mainstream press, did our research and voted, it wouldn't even take a great percentage of us to really rout these people out. Term limits are not going to get rid of the career politicians. Well, you say, well, why not, Sam? Come on, it's obvious they wouldn't be there. No, you just have different career politicians filling the spots. It'll create an insider's groundswell. We control the dynamic and put the people in we want. The only answer is for the American people to get engaged. And so I'm not for an amendment, Kurt, that would change the Constitution. That's the point. Why don't we return to the Constitution instead of an amendment to change the Constitution? This brings me to the next point for Rand Paul. So Rand wants term limits. I'm not really for that, although I will say if that's the worst thing we get as a result of Rand, well, it's better than most guys, that's for sure. But I'm concerned about that. The next one, he says, I want to require Congress to read the legislation before they actually vote on it. He promotes the Read the Bills Act. And what do you think on that, Kurt? Uh-oh, I think we lost Kurt. All right, so the Read the Bills Act is vitally important.
You know, on the whole Read the Bills Act, you know, the point being there, at least my opinion, is at least it's a step in the right direction. I just don't know how you enforce that, how you make sure that, I guess what they'd have to do is write on there, hey, check if you've read it, if you haven't.
You could make them swear under penalty of perjury, sir.
I guess. But, you know, so much of it has to do with the first thing, and that is simply, you know, if you've already done your job as an American citizen and got, you know, good representation, then I think most of that stuff's taken care of. I am for smaller bills. I'm for, you know, one...
Well, yeah, so where this issue comes from is downsized D.C. is the one that created the Read the Bills Act. I support the concept because I think it's critical. I don't see how you enforce it like you say. The other idea that the downsized D.C. folks have that I think Rand Paul should run with even more than the Read the Bills Act, because it's true you can't really enforce it very easy, would be the One Issue at a Time Act, which really, in my opinion, would be, hey, you're not going to have all these complicated things. We're going to up and down vote on every given issue. weigh the pros and cons, have open debate, have a shorter bill that you could read. Whether you read it or not wouldn't even matter because it would be so easy for the average American to understand it. The omnibus or comnibus spending bills and everything else would go away with that idea. But he doesn't mention that at all. So, again, I'm not against this point. I just don't think it's going to hold the water that we hope it is. Neither is the term limits, because I don't think they'll get term limits passed anyway. As president, though, neither of these things. He can't get term limits as president, and he can't get the Read the Bills Act as president. He's in the wrong branch of government, Kurt. And that's interesting to me how all these bureaucrats, they really want to start pushing for those things after they leave the body that they could actually do that in. I find that comical.
You know, he is right in that the president typically holds what they call the bully pulpit. That means he can, you know, speak with, I guess you could say, when the media does cover him, and most of the time they'll cover the president, then, you know, he can promote his issues, just like Barack has done. You know, so there is that part.
All right, so the next one is audit the Fed. We deserve to know what's happening with our money. I concur 1,000%, but again, I'm not sure unless they, you know, send him a bill that he could sign, I'm not sure what else he could do about it. But again, the point is that we would have a guy running for president that wants to audit the Fed. It's the second time we've had this happen, which I think is fantastic news, like father, like son in this regard. And I support those efforts. But again, I don't think auditing the Fed is going to change the game. Even if they have a mock audit and we get part of the information, I'm not so sure it's going to have teeth to change things, per se. So I guess what I'm saying is I support it, but again, I don't know that it's going to have real change. The next one he says is this: we're going to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution to balance the budget. No more adding trillions in debt. It's time to pay it down. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, I'd sure like to see this coupled with, if you're going to really go out paying the debt down, let's restore honest money. Let's say, it's not that hard when a guy like me can teach somebody in usually about 4 or 5, minutes or maybe even less, how our money system used to be, and help people see that it's vital at least that we return to, some kind of a money system that is honest.
You call it constitutional money, Kurt, gold and silver coinage of the supreme law. But here's the problem. I don't support passing a balanced budget amendment, Kurt. I don't support that. We don't need to amend the Constitution to make them live within their means. We've got to kick them out of office if they don't. And we've got to go back to honest money. And if we don't, we'll never balance the budget. Kurt, quick pause.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use. So I'm not for a balanced budget amendment. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to balance the budget, but I'm telling you, with fake fiat money, you're not going to balance the budget, okay? You're going to balance the budget by reducing spending and having the House of Representatives, the purse string holders, according to the supreme law of the land, 435, I hope, Americans, decide to spend less money, okay? And if those people don't do it, you're going to have to kick them out every 2 years until they do. It's that simple. Just imagine if every 2 years we got rid of 400 or so of them and said, you're not doing the job you're supposed to, folks. Get it done and get it done now. Okay, but we're not going to solve it by a balanced budget amendment. Look, the states already by law, listen carefully, the states already by law have to run within their means. They can't borrow money, right? Except they can be given money by the Fed, who can borrow money. Well, create money out of thin air. See, it's all a con game. Let's say that we put a balanced budget at the federal level and tie them down like the states and say, by golly, you can't spend more than you have. Can't borrow anymore. Fine. All they got to do is have the Federal Monetary Fund or the International Monetary Fund, start putting money in, right? Okay, look, you're not going to solve the creative tricks of thugs who want to betray the freedoms that we have. You're going to chain them down with the Constitution. And the Constitution already provides for a balanced budget, that is, constitutional gold and silver, an asset-based currency, not a fiat-based one that can create money out of thin air. Until we solve it the constitutional way, it ain't going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. So I appreciate Rand Paul's idea here, meaning I think he's genuine in his idea. But I think he's a little bit naive in terms of the reality. Okay? Next, he wants to boldly overhaul the tax code. No more loopholes for the biggest corporations, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We want to give the workers a tax cut, not the best lobbyists. Now, I agree with him, Kurt, except for here's my problem. He doesn't say get rid of the IRS. He says he wants to overhaul it. How many overhaulers have we had over the last our whole lifetimes and more that have made the code so complicated you can't even figure it out? Now, his claim would be that he would simplify it and overhaul it, but the only real way to do it, Kurt, is to abolish unconstitutional taxes, shut down the IRS entirely, and move towards a transaction tax, a sales tax, a flat tax. There's many options on the table. But I submit to you, there's only a few ways the federal government can get money. That's an apportionment tax from the states and or tariffs at the borders. Those are the biggest ways. We need to return to those, and we don't need an IRS nor an overhaul of any kind to get that done, Kurt.
Well, you couldn't be more right. You know, the thing I know that is going on, you know, when Rand puts his principles or his platform there is that he says, hey, you know, these are the things that over the years the American people want or whatever. You know, let's get some support from all these different things, you know. And, many of them have their merits, but, you know, like, for example, on this tax thing, in my opinion, it could be a lot more clear. You could say, look, you know, we're letting you know how America did it for the 100 years plus before we ever had the income tax. And, you know, that's my proposal, to go back to the honest system we had before, like you mentioned, with the apportionment from the states. That way you have, you know, a good connection or a good relationship between the states and the federal government.
So I'm afraid oftentimes, Curtis, what we want to do is load our guns. We want to shoot first and aim later. He's got the right issues to focus on. He just oftentimes doesn't have the right answers of how to go about it. Overhaul the tax code. What does that mean?
Yep, good point.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, some guys' idea of an overhaul, just like when the founding fathers met after they had the Articles of Confederation, they were instructed, many of them, to not abolish those, you know, but, you know, some of the more adept, I guess you could say, politicians said, well, let's amend them out of existence. And so there's all these different ways of getting things done, aren't there, in a sense?
But the point that I'm getting at is, I don't want to push. I mean, look, if we amend the Constitution to balance the budget, if we amend the Constitution to get to change the term limit idea, if we require Congress to read the bills, I mean, at some point you say, we're just changing the chairs on the Titanic. We're not really solving the problem at all.
Right.
And that's kind of my problem with it, is I appreciate the pros on, hey, we agree on the problems, but the solutions we don't agree on. Okay. The next one he has is stop Common Core school choice. I'm sorry. Stop Common Core. And then he says school choice is the way forward. He says on and on and on and on. Basically, it's the opposite of what Hillary would do. Term limits. Read the bills. Audit the Fed. Overhaul the tax code. Ending Common Core. Balancing the budget and choice in schools. The federal government, by the way, has tripled in size, he claims, under Barack Obama. Now, I don't think that's true either. Because we act like one single man that's not in charge of the purse, Kurt, is responsible. That's bogus. Government has tripled under the Republican.
Under the Congress and the president during this during these years or whatever.
Well, who holds the purse string?
How he would do it, and that would be better. Because, like you say, the Congress has to vote on all these things. It's like we talked about yesterday, the poor old cash-strapped IRS, you know, has said that the evil Republicans have made it so that they don't have as much money as they, you know, 17% reduction last year or whatever, that they just, they're out of money. Well, you can't have both ways. Congress can't say, hey, man, we're the guys making sure these guys don't have so much money. And then on the other hand, say that the president's the one that makes everything grow. It just doesn't work.
Well, and here's the truth, though. If you want to say the president's responsible for making it grow, Kurt, then you got to back up and say, under the Barack administration, the American people have grown the government by triple.
Yeah.
Which is true, but I submit to you, the only real party that I think we can hold directly responsible are those who we elected in a representative republic to control the purse strings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the House of Representatives. The second line would be the Senate. If the House inappropriately spends, the Senate should stop them before it ever even gets to the president's desk. So this idea that the government has grown triple under the Barack Obama administration, I think is less than genuous of a statement, Kurt.
Well, and it's, at least in my opinion, it's what if Rand Paul had taken this approach? He had said, look, I know some guys in the House who have literally, just a few guys, have made this kind of difference with our most beloved entity called the IRS. And that is because they have simply begun to limit their money, turn it back. And so we know where the real power is, and I support the House in their efforts to, you know, rein in out of control government. And I will continue to, you know, I don't know, back that or endorse that or, you know, that to me.
I think it would be actually, there's two reasons to run for office, Kurt, in my humble opinion. One is to get elected and to make a difference, but secondarily is the educational aspect. Rand Paul should be educating here, and in my opinion, he's not educating like he could. Ron Paul educated every step of the way with every move that he made, and I'm afraid that Rand Paul's missing the boat on a variety of things, saying that the government tripled under Barack. That's not true. The House of Representatives primarily controls the purse strings. They can shrink or grow the size of government. They're the only group that has direct power. I'm going to say it again. They're the only group that has direct power to do so. Then he says, he finishes up by saying, there's an abundance of career politicians. That's true. The bills are thousands of pages long. That's true. The special interests lobbyists in Washington are abusing Washington and using it as a personal piggy bank. That's all true. I could go on forever, but I'm sure you get the point, says Rand Paul. Washington is horribly broken, and it must be fixed immediately. But Sam, Washington can't be fixed from within. You and me, we the people must stand up, demand action, and take our country back. Will you rise up and stand with me by making your most generous donation to my money bomb? I need you standing with me to restore liberty. Okay, I understand what he's saying, and I appreciate his points, and I think a lot of them are valid, but here's the bottom line in my opinion. We've got to educate towards the real solutions, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, blaming Barack for the tripling of the size of the government is insanity. Suggesting that you can just simply create a piece of paper that'll balance the budget is a long shot at best. If you really do the amendment process, it's a long shot at best. And even if that were to happen, it wouldn't change anything. In fact, it would just give the government more control over the states and over our lives. Okay, there's only one way to restore the Republic, and that's a good, honest, moral population or people demanding accountability and using the blueprint for liberty. That is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. It doesn't create any legitimate changes except for we return to the principles that made America great. It's a change in the hearts and the minds and the demands of the American people. To get that done, we're going to make a difference. So I'm disappointed in Rand Paul on the educational aspects of this thing, and I disagree with several of his points. Sad to say, he's the only candidate that I could possibly even consider supporting at this point for president. There you have the rap, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sad tale to tell. The good news is we're here to tell it, though. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. You're going to help. This nation shall endure.